CyberCities Module 8, Part 2, Virtual Communities, page 1 to 2. But perhaps the most famous BBS of all is the Whole Earth Electronic Link, named after the Stewart Brand book, The Whole Earth Electronic Catalog. The well attracted academics, the literati, and entertainment personalities. They carried on discussions on a wide range of topics. Howard Rheingold was one of the original founding members of the well. We coined the term virtual community in the introduction of this book by the same name. Required reading for this module. He speaks about the well. It became a multifaceted community, one that was text-based and depended on the current technology. Pretty slow telephone modems. Subscribers lived mostly in the Bay Area of California. After all, to participate, one had to call a phone number that was in San Francisco. This restricted the community to those in the area, of those who could afford the long-distance charges that accompanied usage. There is a well-documented study of the near self-destruction of the well, which occurred when a heated, long-lasting argument among the members took place. Many left the well in anger and hurt, but the well persisted and grew, and the number of different discussions multiplied. Optional, read about life in the early days of the well. But then the web was born, and now there was another challenge to the well, and all the BBSs as well. Some died, others modified and persisted. The well is one of those that changed and continue to live, although not as such a unique experience, nor one that had such a famous membership list. You can visit the well. Some of the content is available to all visitors. Most is restricted to fee-paying members. The bulletin board metaphor continues. Specific software was developed to mimic the bulletin board in web browsers. Bulletin board of forums are now very common. Many new services allow readers to comment on particular editorials of stories. Individual responses are posted, and the determined viewer can read all the postings on a particular subject. The interface is kludgy. It's one message at a time. It also looks a bit like another technology that existed pre-web. The news group, more about them later. But are these web bulletin board communities? Yes and no. It is possible for the person to set up a fee bulletin board and restrict members to invitees. So one might set up a discussion area for members of one's extended family or to graduates of a particular high school or whatever. Academic discussion list. The academic discussion list, originally hosted by academic servers and running fairly robust discussions list software like Litserv, used by York, or Majordomo, or Lisproc, also flourished. Less robust software is used by Yahoo, Topica, and other companies that provide free discussion lists for those who apply. Typically, a discussion list is managed by one person or a small group of people, sometimes called moderators or list owners. The responsibilities of the owners, moderators, often include facilitating and managing the discussion.